Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Tes Zayin. We're starting the Mishnah on the bottom of Tes Vav Amid Beis. This Mishnah should look very familiar to us because it is very similar to the prior Mishnah. What are you referring to? Back on Yud Dalit Amid Beis, we had a Mishnah. Koinim Shani Yoshan Shani Medaber Shani Mahalech. All of these are Harizeh Belo Yachil Dvorai. The word Koinim, of course, immediately lights a light in our minds. We must be talking about a neder, a koinim shani yosha, shani medaber, shani mahal. All of these lishoinis worked, and it's below yachal dvarah. This mishnah continues, shavua she'eni yosha, she'eni medaber, she'eni mahalach. Sounds very familiar. Only difference is, of course, we're no longer talking about a neder. Now we're talking about a shavua. And the Ran already pointed out on Yud Dalet Amid Beis that because there we were talking about a neder, if you look at the Ran, about 10-12 lines on the bottom of Yud Dalet Amid Beis, koinim she'ani yoshen, the koinim she'ani below yud. It says she'ani and not she'eni. U'bishvuz garsina l'kamon, meaning today's blood, she'eni b'yud, b'shum d'nador matfes cheftza anaf she'i, toni l'hu b'loshen she'ani. Me, Koloimar Mashani. This item is going to be usher on me. Mishum de Vishwas Usher Navshe, there it's a Gabra thing and not a Chavtza thing. Then Tanubiloshin Shaini Biyu that I am not gonna do X, Y, and Z. The only question is how come here in the Mishnah on Yadalar on the base it says Harizeb Yachal Dvaray? And by Shvuas it's gonna say usher. It's in the Farish Bigamar Miyat Hashem Bisiyat Bishmai. So again, getting back to our Mishnah today, Shvua, not She'ani Yoshan, but She'eini Yoshan. I'm not going to, because he's talking about the Gavra. I'm not going to sleep. She'eini Medabra, I'm not going to go and talk. She'eini Mahalach, I'm not going to go and walk. All of these things are awesome. These Shvuas are binding on the individual. Now, as far as the second half of the Mishnah, Korban Loi Oichalach. Hey, Korban She'oichalach. Loi Korban Loi Oichalach. All of these are mutter. Now, what's pshat in these three things? So, korban loy oichaloch is mutter. That's simple, explains the Ran, because korban loy oichaloch means what I'm not going to eat from you is going to be a korban. But I'm not telling you what I'm going to eat from you. That remains blank. So, therefore, I have not imposed any type of neder. I've only imposed a neder and things that I'm not going to eat from you. Yeah, things that I'm going to go. Somebody invites me to a Kiddush. Please come to the Kiddush and Shabbos. Sure, I'll be happy to come. Oh, by the way, karban le oichalach, what I will not eat at the Kiddush, in other words, when I go home or somewhere else, that'll be a karban. But that's nothing to do with eating at the Kiddush. So therefore, mutz. Hey, karban she oichalach. We already said in the Gemara a couple of days ago that the word hey in this connection means b'chayi ha-karban. It's as if a person is swearing in the lifetime of this karban. And you recall the Gemara said, and the Mefarshim said that that's really a meaningless statement. So therefore, hey, carbon, if I'm swearing in the name, not really in the name, but in the lifetime of this carbon, of this animal, she'oichaloch, that I'm going to eat from you, mutter. So, number one, it's mutter because he says she'oichaloch, that I'm going to eat. And the whole concept of hey, carbon, going and swearing in b'chayi ha-korban, even though people do have that meaning that they speak that way, but really it's a meaningless statement, and therefore, mutter yilat. Loi korban, loi oichaloch, is mutter. Now this loi korban, or the other girsa is la korban, which means it should not be for a korban. Loi oichaloch, what I do not eat from you. Now if you subscribe to that famous mechlalav atashameya hen, you would say, loy carbon, loy oichaloch, what I do not eat from you will not be a carbon. And therefore, what's the inverse? What I do eat from you will be a carbon. So the choyre, it should be osir. Why does it say that it's mutter? We're going to get back to that shortly in a moment. And the focus of the Gemara is going to be on the second part of the Mishnah, not on the first part, because the first part is straightforward. I make a shvua not to sleep, not to eat, not to walk. All those things are osir. That's l'chayr and not at all problematic, but we're going to come back to it a little bit later. So now going to the Gemara. Look, Gemara, mani mas nisin, Reb Meir hi.
Yes.
L'chayr, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir. Di Reb Yehuda leishoni leikarbon leishoni lehakarbon. Now, our Mishnah really doesn't talk about hakarbon, and therefore there's in fact a totally different girsa of the Ran and other Rishayim. that the Ran on this Gemara is not here all the way in the top. It's not on the Amud base, but it's here on the bottom of the Amud. You see about 7-8 lines before the bottom of the Amud, all the way down. Gemara Le'el, it's going on here on the top. Mani Masis Rameyahi. Teleishoni Le Karbon, Teleishoni Le Kid Karbon. Notice that doesn't say in our Gemara. Our Gemara talks about Hakar. Anyway, it doesn't make a difference between carbon and kick carbon. Now, what's the reason why we're focusing on Rameir? Because we have that famous Rabbi Yehuda who does make that distinction between carbon and kick carbon. Where did we have that Rabbi Yehuda? What are you talking about? Also, don't you remember on Yud Amud Beis, we had the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. Like kosher, like dochi, tor, tame, etc. And then it said, ki imra, ki dirim, ki etzim, ki ishim, ki Yerushalayim. All of these things are effective. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, oimir Yerushalayim loy omar klum. You got a dafka say with a chof adimyon. And you remember the Gemara said that you have to add a shin.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer,
that the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if you add the Chafa Dimyain, yes, it's an effective neder. But if you say Yerushalayim alone without the Chafa Dimyain, then it's Gunish. So Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between me, yes, Chaf, or without a Chaf. Therefore, in our Mishnah Lechayre, it should also say, Ki Karben Loi Oichalach. It just says Karben alone without the Chaf. And that's why the Gemara is medayik now that the Mishnah Lechayre cannot go according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, shouldn't you need the Chaf HaDimyon, just like Ki Imra, Ki Dirim, Ki Eitzim, shouldn't you need Ki Karbon? One second, please do me a favor. If, looking now where the Gemara, and Ram says, Gemara, Mani Masis Remehi, Teleishoni Le Karbon, Teleishoni Le Ki Karbon, he doesn't make that distinction. Teleiboi Chaf HaDimyon, Teirab Yehuda, my area carbon loy oichalach dishari, I feel a carbon shoichalach namishari. We're saying in our Mishnah, if you say carbon loy oichalach, which means what I will not eat from you will be a carbon, and therefore what I eat from you is fine, is good, because I only talking about loy oichalach, but what I eat with you is mutter. Says the Ran, I can go even one step further. Not only carbon loy oichalach, but even carbon shoichalach. What I'm going to eat from you is carbon. Oy, that's a chaser. I'm being matvis bekoinim bekarbon. No, you have to say ke carbon, Dr. Fingenbar. So my area, carbon loy oichalach bishari, which is the lashon of our Mishnah. We can add a filu carbon she oichalach namishari. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, without the chaf adimyon is gunished. So why are we limiting it to the carbon loy oichalach? We should add carbon even oichalach. What I'm going to eat from you is a carbon. According to Yehuda, it should say mutter. By the fact that the Mishnah only talks about carbon loy oichalach, says the Gemara, according to this gears of the Ran, a Mishnah al korcha muzain remeir, because remeir doesn't distinguish between carbon and kick carbon. You have a question.
But Ramir says Miklav.
We're going to talk about that in a moment. Okay. We have to take one thing at a time.
Okay.
What would you like
to
ask?
Just his question. It's the same as mine.
Okay, so Mani Masis and Rameir. The Chayil Mishnah goes according to Rameir. Skip this whole line, dear Rabbi Yehuda, Leishan, like carbon, Leishan, HaKarbon. Rather, the gear should be Mani Masis and Rameir. Why? Because Rameir is not Mishana. He doesn't distinguish between carbon and kick carbon, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, who does make that distinction. So you're saying the Mishnah goes to Rameir. Eima Seifa, let's go to the Seifa of the Mishnah. It says in the Seifa of the Mishnah, Le Karben Loi Oichalach Mutter. Right? That's the final case. Karben Loi Oichalach Mutter. Freiti Gemara, what not? Didn't we learn? The same Rameir said, La Karben Loi Oichalach Rameir Oise. Now where did we have that? If you go back to the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, the very final line of the Mishnah, La Karben Loi Oichalach, right? The Mishnah in the bottom of the Yamid, the last line, La Karben Loi Oichalach, Remeir Oise. What does it say in our Mishnah? La Karben Loi Oichalach, it's Mutter. Here in our Mishnah doesn't say Remeir Matir, because we know our Mishnah is Remeir. We just concluded that. Mani Masis Remeir. So therefore it's as if it says Loi Karben, or La Karben Loi Oichalach, Remeir is Matir. And there Remeir Asers. So I have a stira. Is it Remeir? Is it not Remeir?
Zok the Gemara, what now? Didn't we learn a couple of Yoichel Achra Meir Oiser? Zok the Gemara, the Omer Reb Abba. This is the famous Reb Abba we've had already two or three times. When we hear, according to Reb Meir, the Karbon Loi Oichel Ach, the Chayyur, that doesn't make sense according to Reb Meir. Because since Reb Meir is the famous one that says, we do not hold Lechlal Lav at the Shemeyahen, the only way Lechayyur that it would be Osir is if you would say, La Karbon, which means not for a carbon, loy oichaloch, what I do not eat from you should not be a carbon. That means that what I do eat from you should be a carbon. Oh, Remeir oise. But doesn't Remeir hold that you do not say mechalava to Shemeyahen? And that's why Reb Abba said, no, that's not the reason why Remeir oise. But rather, nasik oima, la carbon yehei, lafichach loy oichaloch. When I see the words, la carbon loy oichaloch, we go and split it down the middle. Afterward, le carbon, we put a semicolon or an exclamation mark or point, and we say le carbon yehei. That food that you're talking about, that should be for a carbon, and therefore loy oichaloch, I'm not going to go and eat from it, and that's why it's awesome. So then, so let's go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah also says loy carbon, or the other gear says la carbon. It should be for a carbon loy oichaloch, and I won't eat from you. Why does it say mutter in the Mishnah? It should say that it's Asur. Everyone like Asha. This is the territory we've already had a few times. Hadi Omar le carbon. Hadi Omar loy carbon or la carbon. So let me have a carbon ka Omar. In other words, unfortunately, we do not have dots. We do not have nekudais in our Gemaras. However, back on Daf Yud Gimel, you can throw in a shva. And therefore, when a person says le carbon loy oichalach, he's saying li carbon, which is of course a positive statement. Li carbon yehei, this food item that you're talking about should be li carbon, and therefore li oichaloch, I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to eat carbonis. I'm not going to eat a neder isur, and so therefore it's binding. It's awesome. Here, however, it's la carbon, or in fact, our Mishnah even says loy carbon, meaning it should not be for a carbon. You cannot go and say li carbon yehei. He's negating that. He says, loy lekarbon, I don't want it to be for a carbon. So then you can't say, oh, if he doesn't want it to be for a carbon, lefichach le'oichalach, therefore don't eat. No, if I don't want it to be for carbon, that would be a svara yes to eat. So that's the reason why there's a distinction between Daf Yud Gimel and Daf Tezvav, even though we have the same words, and although in our Mishnah it says loy carbon, many of the other Gemaras, they say la carbon. In fact, if you look at the Kirsis Haran, all the way in the bottom of Tes Vav Amid Beis, the last line. Carbon Leoichalach. Hey, carbon Leoichalach. La carbon Leoichalach. He doesn't have loy carbon Leoichalach. He has la carbon. But it's the same thing, because la carbon and loy carbon, we've learned already several times, is exactly the same thing. Aha. So when you say le carbon, you can go and say le carbon. Yeah, hey, this food item should be for a carbon. Lefichach, therefore Leoichalach. But if you say la carbon, or loy carbon, means I don't want it to be for a carbon. No, if it's not for a carbon, then I can eat it. So that's why it would be mutar. That's the distinction between our Mishnah and the earlier Mishnah. Daf Yud Gimel. So therefore, bottom line is our Mishnah does go according to the Meir, and we do not have a problem from the last halacha, because that last halacha has nothing to do with Michlalaba Teshmeihel. It has to do with the fact that he said loy carbon, it shouldn't be for a carbon. If it's not a carbon, then it's mutar.
Why is he saying lo ochalacha? It should not be for a carbon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to eat from you. I'm not going to eat of yours.
Okay, exactly. Okay,
that which I'm not going to eat from you will not be a carbon.
Mm-hmm. What about what I do eat from you? Doesn't say it. We don't subscribe to Mechalal
Abba Teshmeihen. We're trying to understand what he's trying to say. Low carbon. It's not a carbon.
With what? Loy oichalach, that I will not eat from you.
Right.
Should not be for a carbon. And therefore, I can go and eat it. As far as what eating from you, he doesn't make any statement whatsoever. If you wanted to learn Mechalava Teshmeihen, you would say, oh, what I don't eat from you should not be a carbon. What I do eat from you should be a carbon. And then it should be awesome. But that's only if you subscribe to Mechalava Teshmeihen.
Rabbi Yehuda in this case would say that it's
awesome. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. On to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Shavua Loi Oichaloch. Hey, shvua she'oichalach, loy shvua loy oichalach, asur. Now this should sound very familiar, because it's the same thing that we just said now at the end of the Mishnah, which we just finished. Previously we were talking about carbon loy oichalach, hey carbon she'oichalach, loy carbon loy oichalach. And now we're saying, Shvulei Oichalach. Hey, Shvulei Oichalach. Loi Shvulei Oichalach. All of these are Asur. So you see that Shvuis are different than Nidorim. And in fact, if you go ahead to the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud, the Mishnah says, Zechomer b'Shvuis b'Nidorim. There are cases where Shvuis are more chomer than Nidorim. And Lechayr is referring to our case, although the Gemara in the Amud Beis will change it. We'll see Mitch when we get further down the block. In the meantime, this Mishnah says, if I make a Shvuah, le'aychalach, person comes over to you, I'm giving Kiddush and Shabbos, I want to invite you over. You eat you. I'm not going to eat from your Kiddush. Forget about it. Okay, so that's a binding Shvuah. Hey Shvuah she'aychalach. He says, hey Shvuah. Again, hey Shvuah means as if he is swearing b'chaye ha'korban, b'chaye ha'shvuah. All of that is kind of nonsensical. And he says, she'aychalach. And therefore, we say that that he says, hey, Shvuah, meaning that I'm swearing b'chai ha-shvuah, or b'chai ha-neder, or what have you, that's meaningless. Sh'oi chalach, and then it says that it's asr. Why should that be asr? That should be mutter. If it's a meaningless Shvuah, should be mutter. And not only that, he's making a Shvuah, not loy oi chalach. He's making a Shvuah, sh'oi chalach. Wouldn't that tell you that it's mutter? Somebody begs you, please come to Kiddush. I make a shvuah that I'm going to eat there. You have nothing to worry about. I'm going to be there. I make a shvuah. I make an oath. I'll be there. Oichalach. Why did it say in the Mishnah that it's us? The Gemara is going to discuss that momentarily. Now, loy shvuah, loy oichalach. If those things that I'm not eating from you will not be for a shvuah, then it's us. Now, l'choira, if this Mishnah is according to the mayor, then we get into a mechalava to shemeya hen issue. Why do we get into such an issue? We say loy shvua, it should not be shvua, in other words, it should not be osur, loy oichalach, what I do not eat from you. And therefore, what I am eating from you should be a shvua. So, if our mission is going to Rameyah, Rameyah should say, well, I don't subscribe to mechalava to shemeya hen. Just like Rameyah said at the end of the previous Mishnah. So, this is something that bothers the Ran, just like it bothers us, and he asks this question. Okay, see, let's look at the Ran here on the left hand side. Masishin Shvuah Le Oichalach, Hey Shvuah She Oichalach. Zokhtara, Mishum De Shvuah Le Oichalach, Mashma Be Shvuah Le Oichalach. That's the easy case. Right? If a person says Shvuah Le Oichalach, what is he saying? I'm making a Shvuah Le Oichalach that I'm not going to eat. Then that's awesome. That's nothing to talk about. The Hey Shvuah She Oichalach, Hachi Mashma. It also is mashma the same way that I'm not going to eat from you. The leklef rushe lishna techai shvur ka'amar, kidamrinen chai korban, even though he uses the expression hey, which we've explained before means chai, in the lifetime of this shvur, of the lifetime of this korban, to go and say, in the lifetime of a shvur, the lifetime of a korban, he's saying the lifetime of this animal. Okay, the animal's going to live another year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, unless and until we shecht it for a carbon. Okay, that you can go and say, chai carbon. Chai shvuah, the lifetime of the shvuah, that doesn't make sense. So therefore, that is bottle. Ule shvuah loy oichel nami. What about the shvuah loy oichel at the end of the Mishnah? We say that it's osur. I fill them on the armor, psucha osur. Even if you say that loy shvuah, la shvuah, it should not be for a shvuah. Loy oichel is also asr. In other words, if it's lishvua, which means it's a shvua, loy oichelach, then I'm not going to eat from you, then I understand why it's asr. If I make a shvua, loy oichelach, I'm not going to eat from you, that's the first case of the Mishnah, shvua loy oichelach. Of course it's asr, that makes sense. But even if it's lashvua or loy shvua, it's also asr. Why? The alpha gavda l'man diyomer psucha, loy mashma, umasisa remei, the less than b'chal avata shemei ahen. The Lahachi Bishvua is Asr. Here, Reb Meir does subscribe to Mechalav Ata Shemeyahen. Really? I thought this is universal throughout the time. Oh, Benir Be'enai Dahin Etam. Bishon Daho Maskin B'Seit Perek Shvua Sa'edus. Techiles Le Reb Meir Mechalav Ata Shemeyahen Hanimili B'Mamoyne By Mamonis. Why would Reb Meir say that it's talking about Maminis? Because the whole Mikor of Reb Meir that we do not say Mechalav the Shemehen is from Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven. And what was that talking about? Getting a Nachla. Nachla, of course, means money. Where's that Nachla? In the Ever Yardin, or it's in Eretz Yisrael. You want to go and get your Nachla in Ever Yardin, you better repeat it. Em Yavru, Em Lo Yavru. Then you have to repeat it twice because you're talking about Maminis. Something that you could put in your pocket. Not that you could put kark in your pocket, but it means we're talking about financial stakes and financial interest. Even in the case be surah to isbe mamayna, where you have an isur, where mamamina is also part of the package. We'll see what that means in a moment. Al be surah greda isle. If it's only isur, even Rameh will say, there I can live with Mechlalava to Shemeyahem. Now what's the difference between Nedarim, which L'chayr is an Isser, and Shavuos, which is an Isser? U'Nedarim Isser de Isbim Mamayna Ninu. Why? Mishum Dolei Mishkachas Behu Belei Cheftza. Any time that you're making a koinim, you're making a neder, there's got to be a cheftza. The Enut Cholim Al-Dovash Ein Ben Mamish, it's not chal on things in the hovering in mid-air, it has to have substance. So, it has to be tangible. If it has to be tangible, it has to have mamoshes. If it has to be mamoshes, that means there's some sort of value to it. So, it might only be a shava pruta, but it's something. Avashvus, einon el isura greida shuchal begufa. That's a gavra, that's not a chefza thing. But even the isura greida ninu, after the Rameir moide, tamrini bohu mechalava teshmeyahen. Oh, so this is a big chiddush we have not had until now. It's taka true that Reb Meir holds b'cholatayra kula. We do not say b'cholava teshmeyahem. And that's why when it comes to Tanai b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven, you have to repeat it. Im yavrim lo yav. And that's the reason why by Nedarim, if you didn't go and say it twice, if you didn't do a repetition, you only said it in one directional, not mutual. What's halachi? Do not say b'cholava teshmeyahem. And therefore, if by a neder he said this, la carbon le oichalach, even though la carbon, it should not be for a carbon, le oichalach, which I do not eat from you, which means that what I do eat from you should be a carbon. No, that's all mutter, because you don't say mechlalavat eshmehen by nedar. But by shavuos, you do say it. And therefore, if he said, la shavuah, it should not be for a shavuah. What I do not eat from you, which means that it should be for a shvua what I do eat from you, and therefore I'm asring. That's asur. How can you go and say that? Didn't you say Reb Meir doesn't hold chalav to shmehen by mamim or asurah sheyesh by mamim? But shvuas, which is on the gavra, there's no chefzit, there's no mamim. Even Reb Meir is moida that it's asur. Question:
the ochel is as a chef, even though the shvuas is on the gavra. But the
he's not pointing to an oichel. He's saying, I'm not going to eat, period. You want me to come to your kiddush, you want me to go and eat, I make a shvuah, I'm not eating for the rest of the week. So I'm not pointing to bread, I'm not pointing to challah, I'm not pointing to meat, I'm not pointing to fish, I'm not pointing to seltzer.
But there is substance in whatever he's not eating.
There might not even be food, there might be a starvation, there might be a famine, there's no food at all.
And also, in the case of Reuven and Gad, granted, it was tangible, it was property, it was real estate, but it also had the quality of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael with all the mitzvot of Tlis Ba'aretz.
And therefore?
And there's Isser V'Heter there as well.
Oh, good. So Isser Sheyesh by Mamai. That's just like the case when the God made Reuven. That's just like the case of the Darim. Isser Sheyesh by Mamai says, Reb Meir, I do not subscribe to Lav Sheyesh V'Lav Mechla Lava Teshmehen. Where do I subscribe to it? When it's only Isser alone and not involving any Mammas, which you're saying is absolutely correct. So going into Eretz Yisrael is Isser together with Mammon, because Isser with Mammon, then he does not hold the Deh Mechalav Shmeh. When it's just Isser Grey, the Isser alone, then Reb Meir is Maskil. Getting now to the Gemara. We started off the Mishnah Shvua Loi Oichalach, or He Shvua Shoichalach. All of these are Asa. So tomorrow, Mechlal Dehei Shvua She'oichalach T'leyachil Namasha. I don't understand, says the Gemara. Memeila, that you're going to go and tell me Hei Shvua, which means V'chaye HaShvua. That's kind of a meaningless term. Come on. The lifetime of a Shvua. Lifetime of an animal. Lifetime of a Shvua. Okay, that's meaningless. But it says She'oichalach, that I will eat from you. And now it says Osir. Why should it be Osir? If you would say Loi Oichalach, like we started off the Mishnah, that I understand. Shvu Loi Oichalach, Hei Shvu Shaloi Oichalach. But Shvuish Oichalach, maybe it means that he's going to be there. He's going to be the first guy, and he's going to gobble down the entire kiddush. He won't leave anything for anybody else. Why do you say that it's awesome? Machlal Shvuish Oichalach. You're telling me that it means that he's not going to eat. Or minu, we have a Mishnah Masechta Shavuos which says Shavuos Taim Shein Arba. Shavuos Min HaTorah are two, and the Chum added on two more. Which two is Min HaTorah? It says in the pasuk Lahara Oyle Heitiv. So therefore, if a person makes a Shavuos Shoichel V'Shaloi Oichel, Shoichel, the Gemara assumes means that that's Lehetiv, that he's going to now have food in the stomach, energy to be able to do things. So that's Lehetiv. Shloichal, if he's going to go and fast, he's not going to eat. That's Lechoy Lahara. That's not good physically for the person. You have to eat. Oh, so that's Lahar Lehetiv. That's Min HaTorah. Now Midrabanan, they added on Shechalti V'Shloichalti. When we say Midrabanan, it's not that it's Midrabanan, it just doesn't say Befedish in the Torah. How did the Chachamim say that the Pasuk is talking about not only Lahar Lehetiv, that I will eat or that I won't eat? How do I also add shechalti that I ate or that I did not eat? Because it says afterwards in the pasuk, lahar lehetim, lechoyla sheyavati od mishvua v'nevi menu. Lechoyla sheyavati od mishvua comes to add on additional shvuas to the category of shvuas bitur. So it's not only futuristic that I will eat or I won't eat, but also that I ate or I did not eat. Anyway, what do I see from that mishvua? Mirik omar sheoichel v'shaloi oichel. Obviously what he's saying that there are two, which are four, what he means to say is there's a positive one, she'oichel, that I will, and there's a negative one that I will not. There's a positive she'oichelti that I ate, she'oichelti that I did not. Also, it says in our Mishnah, we ignore the hay shvua, the chay shvua, but it says shvua she'oichelach, that I will eat. So why are you telling me also? It should be a mitzvah. You should eat and eat 12 portions. See, Makayim is neder, not neder shvua, that he said he's going to eat. Abaye says, you're right. And it really depends on the context of the discussion of the conversation. She'oichel shtei l'shoynes mashma. She'oichel can mean either way. Hoy misarven bloy lechol. Somebody invite, Yanka, please come to me for the Shabbos meal. Please to come to me for Kiddush. The Omar, Achilna, Achilna, yo, I'm coming. You don't have to repeat it 12 times. You don't have to send me an email, meta voicemail, meta call me, meta send three shlichim. I'm coming, Achilna, Achilna, ichkayas. You don't believe me? Vesu, shvur she'oichel. I'll even make an oath. I now swear I'm going to eat. Okay, then the Achilna mash, Navada, that's what it means. I'm going to go and eat. And therefore, that's the lashon of that Mishnah, Masechta Shavuos. She'oichel, yes, shvur she'oichel, I'm going to come and eat. Aval Omar, what happens if the person approaches him and he says, I want you to come and eat? And he says, Loi achilna, loi achilna. He says, no, I'm not coming. I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to go and eat. Vesu Omar, and then he continues on and saying, Shavua she'oichel. In other words, the person is badgering him, bothering him, and saying, come on, it's already 12 times I've asked you, please come to the Kiddush on Shabbos. No, loi achilna, I'm not coming. I'm not coming. You don't believe me? I'm now making a shvua about my achila, about coming. So that, regardless of what he says, shvua she'oichel, shvua she'loichel, l'yichil n'mashma, l'yichil n'komar. We understand from the conversation that that's what he meant when he says shvua she'oichel. I'm making a shvua about eating at your kiddush. I'm not. I told you already. Forget it. Stop bothering me. Don't be such a nudge. Ah, so that's the case of our Mishnah. Shvua she'oichel is when the misarven boy come. And he's eating and saying, no, 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 I will not let them go. And I'm not going to go and eat from your kiddush. Even though he says, shvua she'oichel, he means to say, shvua about eating. No. That's teretz one. Ravashi, I'm having another teretz. She'oichel de shvua, she'i oichel. Now here in our Gemara it says, she'i oichel kamar. And the new Oiz V'hod Gemara says, she'i oichel ketoni. And you'll see from the Gemara another few lines, that Ravashi amends the Lashon of our Mishnah, and he throws in the word she'i. And the word she'i has the same connotation as this she'ein oichel kama. And therefore he says, we're just missing one key word. When it says hashvua she'oichelach, throw in hashvua she'i oichelach. And therefore it means that I'm not going to go and eat. Pray tomorrow, im kem shita. So what's the chiddush? Of course, if you make the shvua, I'm not going to eat. The shvua, I'm not going to eat.
Maila memra, what's the chidush? Maud is saying, makem lishnehi v'iskelei. Now the word makem over here, there's another girsim, ne'ekim, with an ayin. If you turn to the Ran on the Amud Beis, you'll see about 10 lines on the top of the Amud, me'ekim with an ayin. The ayin therefore means that it's okum, that it's a little crooked. What does he mean to say?
What is this?
The Ran, Amud Beis.
In bold type.
You see 10 lines on the top?
In the thin line. First the thin lines.
Yeah, no, slightly. Go down 10 lines on the top of the Amud. You say me'ekim lishnayhu.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Now, where does that word me'ekim appear? Yeah. Nowhere. That's our me'ekim over here on the Amud Aleph. So me'ekim and me'ekim are the same word. So now, if you're going to be goodness with the both mean the same thing. What does the mar mean to say? It means to say, it's like the mar says, lishnahi di iskale. People very often, when they speak, they don't speak totally correct the first time. They kind of stutter on the words. So the person, when he's getting all heated up and you come and eat and bum, 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 what he meant to go and say is, Shvua loy oichalach. He said, Shvua shi'i oichalach, which means loy oichalach. However, maybe he really meant to say, according to Rabashi, Shvua she'oichalach. However, he stumbled on his words a drop and he said, Shvua shi'i oichalach. He didn't really mean the E. He really meant to say she'oichalach. So that me'ekim means that it was okum, it was a little crooked. He didn't mean to say she'i, he meant to say she'oichal, but kind of stumbled in the middle, and that's why he said she'oichal. The word me'ekim would be the same thing, but just the other way around. Ma'ud ha'seim me'ekim mishnehi, iskalei. He's just trying to fix up his expression that he got iskalei, means that he stumbled upon. Right, the iska is like a michshul that he went and stumbled, like a takala that he stumbled upon, and so therefore he's just trying to straighten out with his words that it should come out correctly. Instead of saying she'oichel, he said she'oichel, but he really meant she'oichel, and therefore maybe in fact his shvua was a shvua to eat and not a shvua not to eat. Kamash molon. That's why when a person says shvua she'i oichelach, don't think that he is making a mistake in his verbiage. No, he means she'i oichalach. I'm not going to eat from you. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. You don't say that he's stumbling, but he intended she'i oichalach, and that's why it says. So if I have now two pshatim in our Mishnah.
I said on the same. So Rashi says she'ochal the shvua she'i oichalach. It really means that I'm not eating.
Funny. Yeah. When it says in the Mishnah she'oichalach, look upon it. In fact, take an invisible ink pen and write after the word shvua before she'oichalach, write she'i oichalach. Right. Now, so she'i means not, so like ain. It's like Gemara, that's the sheitzach. He said, I'm not going to eat. Right. Says Gemara, no, the reason why it's not a pshita is, I might have thought he really wants to go and say she'oichalach. The reason why he said she'i oichalach, because he stumbled over his words and he didn't pronounce them correctly. Not that he meant to say
she'oichalach. You could stumble over words. Why we're saying, in this case we're stumbling, in other places we don't stumble.
And maybe that's the reason why Abaye doesn't learn like Ravashi. Why didn't he explain like Ravashi? It doesn't say she'oichel. This whole emendation business. And as you say, even if you did amend it, then in the Dover Soif, anytime a person says it, he really meant the other way. I voted for Trump. I really meant for Biden. I made a mistake. I really meant it. You got to mean what you're saying. You see what you're doing. You're the problem.
But I'm puzzled by this. Ravashi says she'ochal shvur she'iochal ka'amar. We're taking his words according to Ravashi. I understand why Abaye doesn't like this.
We're not even adding it.
We're saying is he said ochal and he meant she'iochal.
No. He said she'iochal.
And he meant ochal.
Right.
No, not that he meant. He said she'i oichel, and he meant she'i oichel.
Right.
He's saying, I'm not going to eat e oichel, I'm not eating. And that's what he meant. Says the Mishnah that it's awesome. So, that's simple, that's easy. Of course, if a person says, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to eat. So Timar is so kadait to chamina that he really meant to say she'oichel, not she'i oichel. He really meant she'oichel. Why did he say e'oichel? Because he stumbled over his words. Just like a person who stumbles on the street.
A takala.
A person falls on his face in the street. Did I really want to fall on my face? I stumbled over a piece of whatever in a pothole. I didn't realize that. See, he stumbled over his words and he really meant to say she'oichel, not she'i oichel. And of course, if he really meant she'oichel, then it would be mutter.
Kamash Malan, that I do not say that a person stumbles over his words. If he said she'i oichel, I take it for granted that he meant taka, she'i oichel, that I'm not going to eat. And that's why it's us. Yeah, it's a good sinish. If you want to look at the run further on the Amud Beis to give you a little bit more color, Brother Shai, see Tezayin Amud Beis, turn the Amud to the other side. The shikl that we started, the Ekam Lishnayu. Got that?
Yes.
Kloimar, I would have thought Sheherech Ba'alif, Venira Ka'oimer She'i Oichel. Really, he wanted to go and say She'oichel, but he was Marech a little bit in his Aleph, and it sounded like She'i Oichel. The Tesik Adaitin Hachi, now why should he even have that Havmina? Brother Shai said, and then any time throughout Shas, a person says something. The fact that he used the expression she'i'oichel, that is somewhat surprising or extraordinary, unusual. So probably if he meant to say, I'm not going to eat, he would have said she'lo'i'oichel, not she'i'oichel. Ah, see, he said she'i'oichel, really he meant to say she'i'oichel, but he was extending his k'loi m'sheherech ba'alif, he was extending on the aleph because he was tripping over his words, he was stumbling over his words, but he really meant she'oichel and not she'i'oichel. That would be the havamina. So, kadai techamina. We're all trying to go and say, why does the Mishnah have to tell us the obvious? That if a person makes a shvua that I'm not going to eat, then it's awesome. Of course, he made a shvua that I'm not going to eat, it's awesome. Because he didn't say shvua she'lo'i'oichel, he said shvua she'i'oichel. But i'oichel also means like ein oichel. It's the same thing. Come on, what's the difference? Shaloi, she'ei, she'i. It's all the same. No, since he says she'i, and that's not customary. So maybe what he really meant to say, she'oichel, but he extended his aleph and it sounded like she'i oichel, but he really meant she'oichel. Ah, if that's the case, then he should be able to eat, and therefore it should be mutter. Kamashim lam, but he don't say that, havamina, and I say if he said she'i, he meant taka isur. It's good to by side. Yes. So this is the teretz of Rav Ashi. Now the question is, Abaye said before, it's talking about a context of who you misarven by. Rav Ashi says, we do an emendation of the Mishnah, and we add she'i. Abaye li omer ketam of Rav Ashi. Why didn't he say like Rav Ashi? Tulei ketani she'i oicha. I mean, it's a beautiful chat, but lemaisa, look at my Mishnah, doesn't say she'i. Anytime that you're trying to go and answer a question by amending the Lashon, that's, of course, an uphill battle. It doesn't say it. For Rav Ashi, why doesn't he learn like Abaye? Rav Ashi, nodi mentam de Abaye. You see, this is an Yerushalmi expression, not expression that you find in Bavli. When's the last year's time you saw Rav Ashi, nodi mentam de Abaye?
Was it a beard? It was nodi.
Nodi means that he goes away. He rejects, like nova not.
Right.
He rejects the tam of Abaye. Why does he eject the tam of Abaye? This is the Lashon Nedarim is Meshuna. Once you're telling me that when you say Shavua Oichel Loch, that it is susceptible to two interpretations, and it only really depends on the setting. Remember, we asked, Shavua Oichel Loch sounds like I'm gonna eat, not like I'm not going to eat. Why is it not? Oh, so about Mesarvin, and he said, No, I'm not gonna go, I'm not gonna eat. I make a Shavua about Oichel. So what do you mean by Shavua She'oichel? It means that he's not going to eat. That's how Abaye said. So said Rav Ashi, once you use that type of mindset and attitude or approach, then you could say in reverse as well. What's the reverse? He's saying, even Shaloi Oichel. When a person makes a Shavua, Shaloi Oichel, which L'chayr is a double portion, everybody agrees that it's awesome. That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. Shavua Loi Oichel, it's awesome. Once you're saying that it depends on the context and the sarvin and dumbabom, I could say just the opposite. That even shloi oichel nami mashishtei l'shayis. It could also be understood both ways. How? Hoi misarvin boi l'erchol. They asked him, please come and eat with us. Come, misarvin boi. The omar loi achilna, loi achilna. Now what does this loi achilna mean? This loi achilna might be b'loshoi bit mia. And he's saying, what, you have to keep on asking me, don't you think I'm going to come? Don't you know I'm your best chaver? Don't you know I'm always the first one to kiddush and I always eat up three pieces of kugel before anybody else? What, lo yachilna? Really? The omenami. And then he's going to follow up and he's going to go and say, shvua. Bein she'oichel, bein she'loi oichel. Sai, if he says shvur she'oichel, means I'm going to eat, and I swear to you that I'm going to eat. Or even if he says shvur she'loi oichel, he's following up on what he said before. What, you think I'm not going to eat?
Am I making a shvur that I'm not going to eat? It's like ironic.
Yes, it's very ironic. And therefore, hadain, both of these cases, bein she'oichel, bein she'loichel, achil na mashma, the omar. He meant to go and say that I am going to eat. And that's what he's saying, shvur shloyoichal, I keep on telling you. You think I'm not going to eat? Of course I'm going to eat. I'm going to make a shvur about not eating, that I will eat. And so therefore, the way you explained it about it, you could say that means, lachil namashma. The ikat rutsanami, lishne shvur shloyoichal. Or, like the poshut pshat, he can go and say, shloyoichal, I'm not going to eat. Shvur shloyoichal nekoma. And therefore, based on what you're telling me about it, since it's always susceptible to two interpretations, the Tana of our Mishnah should therefore have to explain. It depends. If it's talking about that the person said previously, achilna, achilna, that we begged him to come to eat, and he says, and then he says a shvur, even if he says a shvur, shloyoichal, since he said, achilna, I'm going to eat, and the shvur obviously means that he's going to go and eat, even if he said, loyoichal. And faket, if they were bothering him, please come and eat. He said, no, I'm not going to eat. I make an oath about eating. So what oath is he making about eating? That he's not going to eat. So every single time, we have to have that full background of what the person said to him and what he responded. Elatana Poska, since the Tana doesn't go into that elaborate background discussion, back and forth negotiation, I'm coming, that you're making a kiddush, why and when and where. Therefore, since the Tana makes a very short psak, yes and no. Oichel means achil na mashma. Shloi oichel means loy oichel mashma. And since it says in our Mishnah that shvur she oichelach, that means achil, and I'm going to go and eat. So why does it say the Mishnah also? Mustach Fein says Ravashi that you have to amend the Mishnah and so add the word she'i oichelach. And that's the end of that discussion. I know neither of the Purushim you're all happy with. I don't see anybody dancing up and down the aisle saying, oh, Abaye's pshat is great, and Rabashi's pshat is great. But Al Korchach, otherwise we don't understand the Mishnah. A person made a shmur, she'oichalach, and you're saying it's aser, it should be mutter. So Abaye says, you have to understand the circumstances. It's talking about a case where the person said, no, and then he made a shmur. His shmur meant to verify, to confirm that I am not going to eat, even though he said she'oichalach. On the other hand, Ravashi rejects that. He says you have to add the word she'i. It's only a three-letter word, she'i. Then, she'i. So what's the chiddush? Of course. Oh, I might have thought he's stumbling on his words, etc. Zot the Mishnah. Period. So the pashtus, of course, is what's the chayim b'shvuos b'nedarim? Then in our Mishnah, shvu le'oichalach, shvu she'oichalach, loy shvu le'oichalach is all aser. And we said in the Mishnah on the bottom of Tesvav and Medbeis, the same thing by Nedarim, and instead of Shvu, he said, Karbon le'oichalach, hey, Karbon she'oichalach, we said it's mutter. So that's Pasha Pshat, as we'll see in the Gemara. How will the Gemara is going to reject that? So put two dots over here. Really, these four words could have appeared in the previous Mishnah. And now we start fresh. V'choyim Nedarim Shvu, and I'll find you cases when Nedarim is more chomer than Shvu. Ketzad. Omer koinim sukkah sheni oise, lulav sheni noito, tfilim sheni meniach. B'Nedarim is awesome. I have here a sukkah. I worked on the sukkah. Back-breaking labor. I had to afterwards take some Advil because my back was hurting. I was getting back spasms, schlepping all of that tzchach and all the walls and put it together. And then he makes a neder about that shvur, shani oise. In other words, that I'm not going to sit in this sukkah. You see, the lulav took me hours to go and find a kosher lulav and a kosher esrig, and I did now beautiful and put them together, the arba minim. This lulav, I'm making now an iser upon me, shani noitel, I'm not taking it. Tefillin shani meniach, these tefillin here on the table, I'm not going to wear these tefillin. Now notice he's not prohibiting himself, he's not asering every sukkah, every lulav, every tefillin. A particular chafetz, just like every neder. This particular sukkah in front of me, I'm not going in. This particular lulav, I'm not taking. This particular pair of tefillin, I'm not going to meniach, I'm not going to go anywhere. So Benedarim Osir, Benedarim, it is effective. And he's not allowed to go into that sukkah or to take the lulav, etc. But B'Shvuah is mutter. However, B'Shvuah it's okay. If he were to go and say, I'm not going to go and sit in the sukkah during sukkah's time, I'm not going to go and take a lulav, I'm not going to go and put on tefillin, that is a meaningless shvua. She'enish boim laver al mitzvahs. He'll be over on shvua shav, and therefore you're going to have to go and give him pech for making such a shvua. But it's not going to be chal. You can ignore it, and he can go into the sukkah, and he can take a lulav, he can wear tefillin. But that's the chaim of the dorm. That the dorm will be chal. The shvua will not be chal.
There's a small gap there. If a person takes a shvua not to, I take a shvua not to sit in this sukkah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lashon shvua.
I have to be says on all shvua.
No, I'm saying, so he's saying a shvua on this sukkah. So he's narrowing it. He's not taking a shvua against
the mitzvah. Overall, a mitzvah.
But on this, it's on this sukkah.
Would work exactly right.
Okay.
Let's go back to the first part of the Mishnah. He said, Chomer, Mechomer, that Shavuos, we said, is more Chomer than the dark. That the term Chomer, Mechlal, the Nederhu. What's bothering the Gemara? Gemara says, whenever you say Chomer, that means something is more Chomeridic than something else. Okay, so the other thing is offset. But this is much, much worse. You're not allowed to go and eat Mishalakim. But you're certainly not allowed to go and eat Ashtik Chazer. Oh, that's much worse.
Especially if it's cooked by an Anjou.
Very good. This is the Dabon, this is your Isa. That's much more Chomer. But look what it said in the Mishnah. By the Nedarim, we said it's Mutter. So it's not Chomer at all.
It's not comparative. It's symmetrically opposite.
Yes, it's not. You're saying this is more Chomer. Of course, more Chomer. This is awesome. This is Mutter. So the word Chomer doesn't really fit. So Gemara, but don't look at that part. The first part of the Mishnah. Zochayim b'shuus b'nedar. Shuus is worse than nedar, right? How is it worse? The Mishnah on top of Tezayin and Aleph said shuus awesome. Tesvav and Bidbeis, the same lashon, the whole stuff. Carbon is mutter. So this is more chomer than that. So the Mishnah zochayim b'shuus b'nedar. Now the kasha is if this would be slightly awesome. And this is big time maser. Okay, this is more chomer than this.
This is totally, skila.
This is mutter. This is aser. So of course it's not a question of. It's not a, of course. The, saying the use chomer is inappropriate, inapplicable.
Zeh is going back on the previous.
The first four words. The first zeh chomer mishnah was
said earlier. It's going back.
It's going back on these two mishnayos.
But I maybe they're not. Just they're, it's a, you're explaining it. How is that so? Zeh chomer shuvos chomer.
You put two dots, you're done, finished. Now we start a new chapter, a new sentence, a new statement. There are other cases where neder is more chomer. When? By a sukkah, by a lulav, by a tefillin. If he points to it and says, I'm not going into this sukkah, I'm not going to wear these tefillin, then it's chal. He's not allowed to go into that sukkah. But if he says, I'm not going to go into sukkis, I'm not going to go and be mekayim, it's a sukkah, that's okay. Dvar b'tei. Yeah, no problem. So now the question is, what's the lashon chaymet? Says, well, yeah, you're 100% right. We're going back on the previous Mishnah. So what was that case? Shavuos eni yashan. That's the beginning of the Mishnah we began today. Shavuos eni yashan, eni medaber, is osir. Now let's go back to the previous Mishnah. Yudalit amud beis. Koinim shani yashin, shani medaba, shani mahalach. All these cases there below yachal dvarei. So this is the same case. Here it says aser, here it says he's over bal yachal. That's the chumrah. The both of them are aser, but this is big time aser, capital Aleph, asur. And this is below yachal dvarei. No. So the obvious question is, below yachal dvarei is
what's the difference? What's the difference?
Ma mishtana. But now at least you understand that this is more chomer and this is less chomer. But why is this less chomer? So you remember the Gemara asked yesterday, Koinim Shani Yoshin, Shani Medaber, doesn't a neder have to be chal on a cheftza?
Right.
And he said, Koinim Shani Yoshin, that I'm sleeping.
So he said, there is a Lashon Shavua. We said, it's a Lashon Shavua. We said, it was a Lashon Shavua, I thought.
Slowly.
Koinim Meshina.
That was the Gemara's first tenet. If you go back to Tez Vov Omer Aleph, the Gemara gave two terutzim. The question that we just asked now is on the third line of Tesvav Amalek. Hey Chidomi, Ilem Kiktori Shani Yoshin, we have a Nidra. Didn't we say there has to be Chalat Dovashiesh by Mamish, by Shem Gindor? And here's a Shina, the Dovashiesh by Mamish, said the Imael, the Omer Koinim, Einai Bishina. Oh, then that's good, because the Einayim or the Chavs, that was Teretz number one.
Right.
But it was Teretz number two. Yeah. What was Teretz number two? Skip down to Ravashi. Where was Ravashi? Ravina, I'm sorry, not Ravina, Ravashi, Ravina. Ravina is about 60% down towards the end of the line. Ravina Omar. La'olam kiritani. That what? Sh'ani. Not that it's talking about koinim einai b'shina. He said koinim sh'ani yoshem. Aye, but you said this. It's a double shim b'mamish. My baliach is midrabanon. Because midatoyer, it's got to be on a chefta. Midrabanon, even if it was not on a chefta, it's all taught. There is such a concept, baliach midrabanon. Yeah. Let me more run right. Ah, so what do I see from this? That if a person goes and makes a neder which is not chal on a chefta, it's still aser. But it's not aser midaraisa, it's aser midrabanon. Aye, get. Now I understand why there it says b'liyachel dvoroi, and there it says osur. B'liyachel dvoroi is a yara b'liyachel dvoroi midrabana. Here it's osur, osur minatar. Now for those of you that want to just see the clincher in the Ran, on test vov omid aleph, third of the wide lines there in the middle there, davina omal le'olam kiritani, right? Third wide line, test vov omid aleph, 15a, Ran, davina omal le'olam kiritani. You have that, Brother Shai? No, like it says in the Mishnah, Shani Yashin, not Eina Bishina. The Ava Gav Dishina Iba Mamish, Ika Bal Yachel, Midrabanon. Dashkach Natan Dibay Rabanon, Layachel Dvora in that other case, Midamasa. Anyways, the point is now I understand the Chuim Bishwuz bin Adar. This is because in the case of Shavuos, when a person said, Shavuos she'eini yashin, she'eini medav, she'eini mahalach, that's osur, menatoyra, midyaraisa. However, when you go and say, a lashon of koinim, she'ani yashin, she'ani medav, it's not a chavtza. It's on the midrabanan. Oh, it's a difar, it's a b'layachal dvaray. You could come to an isra b'layachal dvaray, not a toira dika, a drabanan dika. And now we understand what the what the Ran was saying back on Yud Dalet Amid Beis. Remember, we started off Koinim Shani Yoshan, and it says Shani, and then when it came to Shavuos, it said She'eni, and then that the Ran asked in the second line there, V'hai the Tana Ben Adar Maharzeb Bal Yachad Varei Ubi Shavuos Ketani Asur Nefarish B'Gemara B'Siat Shemayim Yeshem. We're going to get to it in the Gemara. What's the Gemara going to explain? The Gemara is going to explain that this Bal Yachad Varei is Terabbanon. The Asur over there is Menat Toira. That's why Zechoymer Avada Adiraisa is more chomer than a drama.
It's ironic because Biachal Devaro is an expression from the Torah.
Torah itself,
and we're using it to describe. And this is Rabbanan, and Usher is a
Lashon Nedar Mishuna. Yeah, exactly right. Okay, so that with that we've concluded this discussion. Zechoymer Mishuna is one that this is Adiraisa and this is drama. And the Ran confirms that over here once again here on the Amid Beis. If you want to take a look at the Amud Beis, see the fourth wide line here of the Ran. I'll say for the Ida Ketani La Shavuos Sheni Yoshet Sheni Medav Sheni Shemahalach. Also, you have that, Brother Shai. The fourth wide line. Tesva Zayin Amud Beis. Today's
line. There's all the way in the bottom. Or
no,
the middle lines. The middle wide lines. The middle wide lines. I'll say for it's in bold print. I'll say for.
I got it. Okay.
Good. Now next line. Ubahosh Shaiach Lemei Mechayim LeShavuos Midrabanan. The Nidra Miyave Midrabanan Ukravina Doit Mali El Bebal Yach Midrabanan. Because this is the Raisa, this is Rabbanan. Why didn't there were two terutzim in the Gemara? We had the earlier teretz of the Gemara, and then we had Ravina. Why Ravina? Mishum the kushin the milza kavosehi, because that's emes lamita shel Torah. The takan is a din the Rabbanan, the bal yachad the masnis the Rabbanan kamar. It's takan with Rabbanan. It's takan also with Rabbanan, but this is also the Raisa, and that's the chaymer. Okay. Getting back to our Gemara. So Gemara Baiter, Chaimen Baruch Shavuos Ketzad. We're talking about the Sukkah with and the Arba Minim. Rav Kahana Masni, Rav Kahana learned the next Shtukul Gemara, Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav. Rav Tavyumi Masni, Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Shmuel. Same Rav Gidl, did he say the name of Rav? Did he say the name of Shmuel? What did he say? Minayin Shein Yishboim, Labar Ala Mitzis. How do we know it says in our Mishnah that if you make a Shavuah not to go into a Sukkah on Sukkahs, not to sit in a Sukkah, that Shavuah is garnished? How do you know? Minayin Shein Yishboim Labar Ala Mitzis. Tamalim, it's in the Pasuk. Layachel Dvorai. Dvorai Layachel Avamechel Hu Lechevtze Shemayim. What does that mean? Layachel Dvorai. Meaning, when you make a neder or you make a shvua, make sure not to be machal, don't profane your dibur, the dibur that you just uttered. That liyachal. No, Don't be machalit. Don't go and violate what you said. Your word is your keep, is your promise, is gold,
bond, your bond,
all those wonderful shyness. Anyway, therefore, don't be machalit. If it's not your words, it's the Torah words that the Torah says that you got to sit in the sukkah, or the Torah says you have to go and take the Arba Minim. That's not your words. Those are the words of Shemayim. Therefore, then your words fall away. Then you can be machal your words. In other words, your words are chulin. They are not holy. Not your word is your bond. It's gunished because you're going against Chafti Shemayim. Therefore, that's how we know that Ein Hishbon Lavar Lamitzis. Frey Timara, why Maishno Neder? Why by Neder did you say that it is Chal after all? Why did you say by Neder too? Oh, this Sukkah should be Osir Alai. How can you do that? That's Chafti Shemayim. Why do you say Neder is different? It's simply because it says in the Pasuk, Ish Ki Yidur Neder LaHashem LaYachal Dvaray. Add the word LaHashem. Why do I have to say LaHashem in the Pasuk? Person doesn't make a Neder to Hashem. Person makes a Neder between me and you. What is the Neder LaHashem? That even if the Neder involves Chafti Shemayim, Chafti Hashem, there LaYachal Dvaray. Even though it's not his Dibur, it's Chafti Hashem, LaHashem LaYachal Dvaray. Don't be Mechal your words. So therefore that extra LaHashem comes to say by Nedarim, that the Neder is Chal, even if you're talking about Chafti Shemayim, like a Sukkah, like Tefillin, etc.
So if a person made a Neder not to sit in any Sukkah whatsoever, I answer all the Sukkahs in the world, mm-hmm. all the Chafet, would it be effective?
It's from our Gemara, yes, you have to look at the Mepharshim.
Is it? Okay. You're saying because now it's not a Lashon HaShvua on himself, it's a Lashon on
every Chafet, every Sukkah in the whole world, it would be Chal. Okay. According to our Gemara.
Okay.
Again, you have to look in the Rambam and the Mepharshim.
Okay.
Frank Gemara, so if once you're saying because the word LaHashem, Shvua Nami Hoksiv, Hoyishova Shvua LaHashem, LaYachal Dvare, doesn't it use the same expression over there too? Now, mind you, there is a Tous in our Gemara. Why? Because if you look at one, which is the Torah Ora Shalem, I will read it out for you.
Thank you.
Ish Ki Yidor Neder LaHashem, Oyishova Shvua Lesor Isor Al Nafshai. Doesn't say anything LaHashem. It says Ishki Yidor LaHashem, Oyishova Shvua. Doesn't say Yishova Shvua LaHashem. And therefore, the new Oyiz Vahadur Gemaras, they say that Hoksiv LaHashem Oyishova Shvua. Meaning, it says Ishki Yidor LaHashem, Oyishova Shvua.
Right, so LaHashem.
So just like you say, LaHashem is appended to the words Ki Yidor Neder LaHashem. Say LaHashem Oyishova Shvua. And of course, that's a little bit more of a doichik because it's easier to go and say Ishki Yidor Neder, not just any Neder, but even a Neder that includes LaHashem. Then Oyishova Shvua sounds like it's starting a new clause, or he made a Shvua. And in fact, if you wanted LaHashem to go on both of them, wouldn't it have made more sense to say Ish Ki Yidor Neder?
Oyishova Shvua LaHashem. So distributed over both previous clauses.
Exactly. But that's not how the Gemara learns in the Havamina. The way the Gemara learns in the Havamina is Hoksiv by Shvua Nami Hoksiv LaHashem Oyishova Shvua. So why don't you say the same thing over there too? LaYachal Dvaray. Amar Abai Abai says, I'll explain to you. Hodi Omar Hanoas Sukkah Alai. Hodi Omar Shvua Shloi Ehne Min HaSukkah. Says Abaye, if you're talking about a particular sukkah, you're saying, I don't want to have a no from this particular sukkah. Okay, then it's chal. Because I'm not answering all sukkahs boiler. This particular sukkah. Fine, it's chal. Hodi om a shvua, if he makes a shvua shle enem in a sukkah, that's a different story. Then he's making a shvua that
he's on the bottom of all the mitzvah.
Okay, it's a shvua in shvua nomen.
Now, what does it have to do with the word LaHashem and not with the word LaHashem? So, we'll see the Ran that he squeezes in LaHashem. Take a look, please, at the Ran. Avul Mechel Hu Lechefze Shemai. Right, that's the beginning of the line in bold. Yes, my good brother Shai.
Yeah.
Avul Mechel Hu Lechefze Shemai. You have that?
In the middle of the white lines.
When do I say Le'achal Dvar? Be careful, don't be mechal your words, don't go and annul your statement.
Yeah.
Your word is your bond. That's if you're talking about some things. Then a shvua is meaningless. Good. Aye, so why do we say differently by Nidarim? Because by Nidarim it says, Ish ki yidor neder LaHashem LaYachal Dvarav. Affiliation with nidrei bittul mitzvah LaHashem LaYachal. Great tomorrow. Yeshua Nami Hakseva. There it says also LaHashem Oyishava. LaHashem Koi Nami Ayishava Shvua. Not only on the Mil'el, but also on the Mil'ra. Not only the Reisha on the Sev. Kine LaHashem Oyishava Shvua. Zok Tietzabai Hod Yom Anosu Kolay Hod Yom Shvua Shlei Oich Shlei Enemy Sukkah Kloima. Svarahu the LaHashem LeKoi Ashvua. Svaradik LaHashem goes only on the Shvua. Not on the. I'm sorry. Only goes on the neder, not on the shvua. Wa'ala aki sider aki yider neder. Only on that. Now, besides the svar, it's also the positioning of the word. But Abai is telling us the tamid dekra. Why, in fact, is Lashem after the neder and before the word shvua? I'll tell you why.
Before the o, it's even before, not just for.
And before the o, that's yes.
The o is really the.
And if you pronounce it oi, then it really oi vai. How can you say that Lashem goes and vai? It's before the oi, so you see it's before. Okay, so Gemara mishum the neder b'dinhu shiyochal dvar mitzvah. It makes it's logical that it should be chal. Lefishu oisa al atzmai hanos sukkah. He's saying I don't want to have a no from the sukkah. That's how you go and say, I don't want a me'anoah from X, Y, or Z. And X, Y, or Z over here are the sukkah, mitalulah, mititvulin. They machin as all the level also like we had before yesterday about the tashmish. You can't go and force a person to go and eat something or have a no from something that he says, I don't want to have a no from it. He can't stuff it down his mouth. Avaloshin shvua, hainishloi eishi besukkah. How can you go and say, I'm not going to go and live in a sukkah? This has nothing to do with Hanor, this has to do with a mitzvah. Can I be make a shvur against what it says in the Torah? It's mushba voimit. How can you do that?
It's a gavra issue.
It's a gavra mitachev. Exactly right. So getting back to Abaye. Abaye says, it's logical that the Lashem should only be chal on the neder, and that the neder should be chal even on a dover Lashem, because he says, I don't want to sit in this sukkah. This sukkah is asr hanor sukkah light. Okay, you can prohibit yourself from sitting in the sukkah. That's fine. But to go mivatel the mitzvah from yourself and say, I'm not going to be mekayim this mitzvah, that you can't do. Torah says that every yid has to sit in the sukkah. You cannot negate the words of the Torah by making a shavuot. You're not negating the words of the Torah if you're saying, I'm not going to eat in this particular sukkah. Okay, you want to eat in this sukkah. You'll eat another sukkah. You can say all sukkahs, all the sukkahs in the world. I built another sukkah. In other words, you're not going, if you're in fact using an expression that's going to deprive you of any sukkah in the world, it would not be. Here we're talking about a particular sukkah, fine. You can say this sukkah nisht. But to go and take yourself out of the parasha of sukkah. Rav agrees word for word with what Abaye said. Rav is just troubled by the
language.
The language of Abaye. Because Abaye says, Hanoa sukkalai. I'm a Rav mitzis lehenu. How can you go and say, I'm asking upon myself the Hanoa from sukkah? When you sit in the sukkah, you're not doing it for Hanoa. Even if you have Hanoa, it's nicely air conditioned, or there's a heater there, and it's a plush seats that I'm sitting on. You're having Hanoa. But that's not the Indian of sukkah. Sukkah is Mekayim the mitzis boirai. So therefore, how can you go and use an expression that I'm asking the Hanor from sukkah? That doesn't answer.
Right.
I'm sorry? Exactly.
That's the commercial language.
Right. And therefore, Ella Marova, Rova says, I agree in concept to Abai and to his logic. I just changed the language. Hodi Omri Yeshiva sukkah lai. That's the nader, not having the Hanor. The sitting in the sukkah, I'm answering on me. About that, the Torah says, Mr. That neder will be chal because ish ki yid neder Hashem even on a chefzi shemayim the neder is chal. Here it says on the omar shvush like eisha besukkah. Oh, ein yishbar lava lemitzus. Period. So that's Abaye v'Rava. The Iran says, look, you see the connection to Quran. Omar Rava v'chi mitzul hennes netnu. Rava lama tami de Abaye makshe. Tavani shapik omar. Abaye, I love what you said. This is givaldik. El alishne the expression. The omar nor sukkalai. Yoishiba Yeshiva Shal Mitzah, Mitzah Lam Lanis, Defala Barova, he didn't go and say, Hanoa Sukkah, he said Yeshiva Sukkah. Fine. Zokti Moravaita, now we're just concluding the Gemara, Brother Shai. Meshen Yishboy, Lava La Mitzah, Meyacha Nafkale, Meyasam Nafkale. In other words, if somebody stops you in the street, how do you know you cannot go and make a Shvu Lava La Mitzah and that? Of course, physically you can. What he means is, how do you know that Shvu is meaningless and that you're not? You do not even have to think about being Mekayim Yeshua because it's a meaningless Shvua. How do you know? So he's saying because of the fact that it says, Lo Yachal Dvaroi, Dvaray lo yachel, avamechol lechavtei shemayim. If lechavtei shemayim, you can be mechal yeshua. Yeshua is worthless, is meaningless. Frank tomorrow, that's where you learn it from. Yehosef nafkalei. Have another drasha to sign you. When Amazon makes a shmua not to wear tefillin today, and guess what happens? He did wear, he didn't wear the tefillin. I would think that maybe he's over on violating his shmua. It's got to be the type of neder, shmua, where the shmua, it could be for bad or it could be for good. Like the Gemara gave on the Amud Aleph example, that's a davar rishus. He cannot go and say, "I want to be meira lahara that I'm not going to do the mitzvah." That's not biyode. It's not the rishus
authority.
So that's the makar that a person cannot be nishba levatel samitzvah. But you said the makar is layachal davar. Everything more, we need both makaris. Chad kral miftar mikarvin shvua b'chad miftarei min lav the shvua. After all, this pasuk lahara the hativ, where does this appear? This appears in parshas VaYikra. It's one of the three covenant oil of the yoyrid, where any type you make a shvua is bitoy lahara the hativ. You're not mekayim it, and you forgot. But now let me matter. You have to go and bring a covenant oil of the yoyrid. So that's what I need over there. That only applies to lahara the hativ davar harishus. And that is bar mitzvah. L'chan, and the other one, l'miftarei min lav d'shvua. What's the lav d'shvua? Not a mistake, a nela mimena, where he's bringing a carbon on a shogeg, but when he's doing it b'meiz, and he knows
and
exactly...
Machai Malkus.
He's a Machai Malkus on the shvua shav, but he does not have to be mekayim this shvua. Why? Because a shvua, l'batel is a mitzvah, is a worthless, meaningless shvua.
Thank you.
Scratch David for joining us. Have a wonderful day.